Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're here with Yannick Nézet-Séguin with Messiah, a work that is very well known and is played almost habitually both at Christmas and Easter time. How do you approach the work?
We could approach it because in Handel's time, he had sometimes more than 1,000 performers at the same time. So we could approach it in a very grand way and majestic and imposing. I chose this time to go with the maximum intimacy. Quite the opposite, because I feel that it's truer to the spirit of the work, personally. We just heard part one, which has to do with Christmas or Christ's birth. And of course, in this particular part, I don't feel there's a lot of majestic moments. It's more about the little child, the tenderness, mother and child, also the joy of the angels. But angels always fly in the sky. They never have feet on the ground. So that first part was especially airy, especially up there somewhere in heaven. And as you will hear, the second part has to do much more with the life and the passion of Christ and his death. And this will really have more moments like the Matthew Passion, for example, in the crowd moments, and something which has a more immediate human and passionate and direct, basically direct moment. And the approach for the third part is also about reflecting on the mystery of the resurrection after this famous hallelujah. So then we get the majestic and the grandiose, and this is where the trumpets come into play in the piece. So I decided to approach it in a very long-term way so that we have a real journey and a difference between all three parts.
Great. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, as usual.